Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ian Williams, former Niner. You can catch him doing great work over at NBC Sports Bay Area, 95.7 Football Insider. Ian, let's get to business first. Are you going to be in Miami next week?
Am I going to be in Miami?
Why are you so happy? All right, what are we going to do? Are we getting together? Are we getting together? We're going to be down there.
Say it again.
We're going to be down there too, Ian. Are we all getting together or what?
I don't know, man. We got to figure it out, man. We got to have somebody reach out to my people. My people reach out to your people.
Ian.
We'll make it happen.
Ian.
He's giving us the back burner right now.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll work it out, he says.
Coach. Hey, coach.
Buddy. Coach.
Coach.
He's fired up.
Are you already in Miami?
Okay. Are you already started the party without us?
Let's talk some football.
All right. All right. Let's talk some football. Let's get into it, right? This is a big week here. You're trying to get all your family stuff organized if you're a player. You're trying to get your tickets settled. You're trying to get buttoned up so that when you make the trip, it's all business once you get down there. Big, formidable opponent. One thing we were talking about in the last break, everyone's infatuated with Patrick Mahomes, as they should be. He's phenomenal. But he did just tear apart two of the worst passing defenses in the NFL. For as big a challenge as this is for the Niner defense, we shouldn't be overlooking the fact that this is a huge challenge for Mahomes and the Chief offense as well, right?
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, they played against the Texans, and they played against the Titans. You know, two teams that obviously you just said they're not good in pass defense. But, hey, what are we really good at, pass defense? What do other teams not have that we have? Five first-rounders on the D-line. What do other teams have not have that we have? We have Richard Sherman. We have Emmanuel Mosley. We have two good safeties who can cover into Kwasi Tark and Jimmy Ward, who are playing lights out. Jimmy Ward's over here reminding me of Earl Thomas, you know what I'm saying, back in the day. But these guys, you got to understand, the Kansas City Chiefs, they're going to come out with a game plan trying to take advantage of our rules and make sure that, you know, we can't just sit on certain routes, because the past 2 weeks, Green Bay and Minnesota, they haven't been able to do anything over the middle or over top in pass defense because the ball can't get out, and then you got guys just covering everything. Everything's blatant coverage. So I'm sure they're going to use these 2 weeks to really go over everything to try to figure out how to beat this defense, because pretty much everything, like, this is the NFL playoffs, yo. This is not like week two. This isn't week seven or anything like that where these blowouts should be happening. This is the NFL playoffs. This is the best the NFL has to offer. And the 49ers are literally blowing out all these teams, like demolishing them and sending them home packing, like thinking like, hey, man, like, are we really a playoff team? Like, dang, did we get beat that bad? Like, for the second time? Like, really, fellas? Well, so I know they're going to have a daunting task to try to beat these boys on Super Bowl Sunday, because I don't know what else do you do against them. Like, literally everything that you try against them, they cover or they beat it. You know what I'm saying? Green Bay tries to run a fake play action bootleg reverse, and pitches it back to Aaron Rodgers, and it's covered. You know what I'm saying? The little things like that, like that just doesn't happen in the NFL, especially in the playoffs. Like, you call that play because you know it's going to hit. What else do you do against this defense, Lorenzo?
Well, Coach, with all due respect, Green Bay and Minnesota, I don't think they can hold a candle to Kansas City. I don't know if you feel the same way in the same church, same pew, and you're sitting on my lap and with no drawers. If you look at this situation,
whoa,
what's going on here, how do you
we're not on South Beach yet.
How do you slow down Kansas City's receiver? Have the Niners faced this type of speed at the receiver position?
They faced it last year when they played in that game that Jimmy G got hurt. So, you know, a lot of film is going to be watched. The game plan for this was going to be reverted back to that film of that day to see what was going on. Because, you know, Tyreek Hill had Sherman beat a couple times, but Sherman was there. You know, saying he had a really good game that game. And then, you know, I think what we're going to have to do, we're going to have to get physical with these guys. We can't just let them free release off the line.
Right,
and now
right.
Put us in vertical stretches where,
sure,
now we can't be able to cover guys. You know what I'm saying? So I think getting up and getting physical with the guys, especially Travis Kelce, Jaquaski Tartt, and Jimmy Ward, is going to be asked a lot of them to be able to cover this dude in the open space. You know, he's really good. He has nice hips. You know, he can run really good routes. But I think Jimmy Ward's playing at a, you know, a Pro Bowl snub type of level right now. And I think Jaquaski Tyre, he's finally in the rhythm, too, coming back from his ribs injury. So it's going to be a fun game to watch, man. It's kind of hard to know who's really going to pull this out. I mean, I think at the end of the day, the Niners pull it out because, like you said, they have the better pass defense. And I think defense wins championships. And, you know, you just can't block those guys up front. The New York Giants showed that with OC and Strahan years ago, where you just couldn't block those four guys when they got a pass, when they got a lead, and then those pass rushers are out there on third and long. So, you know, like, what do you do? But, you know, I just think for Kansas City, they're going to try to use a lot of motion, because exactly what I said, we're going to try to press them and make sure that we can't let them get off the line of scrimmage to kind of mess up the timing for Patrick Mahomes and what his receivers want to do on this certain route or passing concept. But they're going to use a lot of motion. Like the Patriots in the Super Bowl last year used a lot of motion with Julian Edelman, you know, that last drive, you know, to kind of, you know, get him in some open space and stuff like that. So you're going to see a lot of that, especially in the Super Bowl. You know, you got to revert back to what happened in last year's Super Bowl. You know, a lot of that, this motion just to see what a team's in and then get them off of the press. So you're going to see a lot of that on Super Bowl Sunday.
Do you change what you do from a defensive scheme standpoint? Do you play more nickel and more dime, or do you just go with what you've had that's worked and you keep Greenlaw and Quan Alexander on the field with Fred Warner as much as possible?
I think you just go with what's working. You know what I'm saying? Until they beat you with a certain concept that they can't, you know, cover against. What do you do? Like, I don't take them off the field. Like, why would you switch up what you've been doing well in the biggest game of the year, in the biggest game probably of this franchise in a long time? And why would you switch up, you know, taking those guys? Like, I've seen Dre Greenlaw on film covering deep over routes. You know, he's on the other side of the two or three-man receiver side, and he's over here flipping his hips, being able to play the run, and then we're going to flip his hips and be able to see the over route. And he's covering these type of things, like, especially because that's a cover three beater. When you have a runoff route and then you have a shallow route and then you bring somebody over from the other side, and then that area, that zone is kind of, you know, open right there. But he's covering little things like this. Fred Warner, they're covering everything. If you watch the film, everything's being covered. So, like, do you switch up? And then Kwan Williams is playing lights out too. And he's an X factor that not many people talk about because him being a very good nickelback who can also step in and tackle guys, he's not just a weakness in the run game. You know, you can kind of leave a guy out there and you can kind of have better personnel to be able to cover tight ends and be able to cover a fullback or extra receiver, because now if they go in a run personnel, you can leave K1 on the field and not be worried that, you know, he may not be as big as a linebacker, Dre Greenlaw, Quan, but he can go in there and still be physical.
Ian Williams, former Niner defensive lineman. Check him out, NBC Sports Bay Area, as well as the 95.7 The Game radio station, which we are on literally right now. He's joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Ian, thank you for the time. Travel safe. We look forward to seeing you down there next week if your schedule permits.
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, y'all let me know when y'all need me. Y'all just stay out of trouble, and I'll see y'all at the club.
All right. We'll see you out there, Ian. Thank you so much.
All right, y'all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.